one trip.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. All right. Let's open to 2 Corinthians 9:8. My favorite. I think that's my favorite offering word. Thank you, Lord. God is good, church. Praise God. You know, just what you said, too, is so true. Sometimes we think that God's going to deliver from one source, and he'll deliver from another. I know I can tell you that in all the years I've been preaching, that when I go out to preach, you know, they give you an honorarium. And most of the time, I get an honorarium that's suitable for what I've done in my life, how long I studied to bring them the word, how long it took me to get there. And so it's a nice sum. And most of the time, the churches I go to, the people sow into the word, right? Yeah. They sow into that word because they want to reap the harvest of that word. But over the years, there's been a few places that I've gone that I think they just tried to pay me for the 45 minutes. And so, you know, it took a lifetime to get some of this out there. But what I've always done, and for those of you that are going to preach out, some of y'all girls back there, I know you're going to do it, some of you guys that do it, just always keep this in mind. God will pay you. God will pay you. So every time I get a Dr. Pepper for going to preach, like Brother Jesse did, every time I just get that, I just say, okay, Lord, you'll pay me for what I just did.
Yes.
And, you know, we've actually gone in the hole sometimes traveling, and people are like, you know, have you ever seen how people that feel bad about what they give, they'll crumble up their dollar? Yeah, have you ever noticed that if they feel bad about it, they'll crumble it up before they throw it in? Just notice things like that. But sometimes you'll get that kind of a flow, but boy, God will come right back. So whatever, and I know that's not all of your experiences because you don't do the job I do, but whatever it is, God will show up somehow to recompense you for what you overspent or had to give into. He'll come back and do it. There's a way. There's absolutely a way. And just go ahead and dream big about what you want to do. So next Sunday, we're going to come in Deb's new car to church. And so we decided to dream bigger, and God did it. It's coming. He did it. It's big. Deb always wanted a pearl white Lexus. And she got it. And I'm telling you, it's over at the store because we were too busy to go get it. But we will. But just dream bigger. Amen. Just dream bigger. Now let me read the scripture to you. God's going to have a way. You're like, well, I just get a paycheck every week. Well, that's not what you get more than that, I'm telling you. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Get it? That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So you're going to have everything you need for your sufficiency, everything to pay all your bills, take care of everything, live your life, do your dreams, and then on top of that, you'll have enough finances to give.
Amen.
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 So Paul, in the context here, he's talking about sowing seed and giving. And so 2 Corinthians 9:8. Again, this is another version. God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. So, and you know, when you read the context here, he's talking about God loves a cheerful giver. And so that's exactly who we are here. We understand this stuff. This is not something that is far away from our thinking. We understand we have revelation of this. You know, if you get addicted to giving, God will support your habit. He will. If you like to give, he'll support your habit. You'll have what you need to give. It just, things just show up. Well, I'm going to give this. I'm going to do this. Well, I want to give to this. The Bible says in that same context there that he gives the seed to the sower. So when he asks you for something, he's in it, and he'll end up getting you what you need to give. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you to those of you who gave to the computer. We still have a ways to go on it, but it is already here, and it is the biggest, fastest Mac that exists, and we're so grateful. The only Mac I know that is more powerful than that one is that one. So we're very grateful. God has provided. He's going to continue to provide for that, and we're blessed. Amen?
Amen.
So I just want to mention this to you. Take just a couple more minutes. What does it look like to have enough of everything? What would that actually look like scripturally? What would that be like? Well, it looks like Amos 9:13. This is what that says. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And here's another version. You shall have such a harvest that you won't be able to bring in all of your wheat before plowing time. You will have grapes left over from season to season. Your fruitful vineyards will cover the mountains. There will be such prosperity that you can use all you have brought in, and it'll be time to sow again. You won't run out of money before you run out of month or year or 10 years. Amen. Now, this is a promise of God, so you just need to get in it. Well, you know, I just believe the Lord just wants us to blah, 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 whatever. So, no, God wants you to have more than enough. He wants you to be able to help someone. My grandson's planning on going to A&M. I believe I receive finances. That's a place to go to school.
That's right.
And no, all you UT people, don't throw anything at me. Praise the Lord. We're a mixed family. We have UT and A&M and all kinds of stuff in our family. But the truth is the Bible says a good man has an inheritance. Amen. For his children's children. And so I'm a good woman, and I'm planning on that. The goodness of God is on my life, and I'm planning to have whatever my grandson needs.
Yes.
When it's time.
Yes.
But more than just what he needs, what do our spiritual children need?
Yeah.
Amen? What do they need?
Yeah.
What does the next generation need? What about this harvest that's about to come in worldwide? Because it's coming in right now. You should turn on some things and see what's happening. The world's changing right now. And so, Father, I thank you that we have enough of everything so that we can give to every good work. All grace is abounding toward us. And I thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, from your right hand, we declare an Amos 9 anointing released on the people today. They will still be reaping as they're sowing their next seed. And I thank you for it. We take it. We have it. We always forgive. We're thankful for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, brothers, sisters. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There is one more thing I like about the Super Bowl. Now, I don't drink, okay? I haven't had alcohol in years and years. Except, some to clean my ears out or something. But the Budweiser commercial. Because of the horses. And so I just want y'all to know that there's a new foal. And he's featured in today's advertisement, as they say in England. They don't say advertisement, they say advertisement. And so he's really sweet, and he does a good job. So if you don't watch it, at least go look at that on YouTube, because he's quite a horse. Amen. Like, she always has to talk about horses. Hey, I'm the one up here, I can't. Now, okay, so John 10:10. Let's go to John 10:10, and we'll get started on today's. You're going to like this today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Lord, you do what you want to do. Man, I'm telling you, the anointing is strong today. Glory to God. John 10:10, you could quote it. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Okay, so this is one of our favorite verses because what did we learn out of it? We found out that God was good and the devil's the one that caused the trouble. God is good and the devil causes the trouble. It draws the John 10:10 line. Good God, bad devil. But in the context here, Jesus is telling you that he's the good shepherd. That's what this is about. He's the good shepherd. So the wrong one to follow is the one that would lead to death. So you want to follow the good shepherd. So this shepherd will lead you to Father God, who's the fountain of life. He's the fountain of life, okay? Got that? Say fountain of life. So, and there you don't simply just have life with that, just the bare necessities. You're not just getting along there. But you have what I'm going to call super added things. Yeah. Super added things that actually bring joy and happiness and you're blessed and you're comfortable and you look good and you're able to be a blessing. You know, when your home reflects your spirit and people come to see you, they're blessed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Reminds me I probably need to wash the blanket the dogs were sitting on just to make sure. Hallelujah. Okay, so, now look closer here. The Greek says, this is what the Greek says about this abundant life. It's Zoe. Zoe life. So we're talking now, we've been talking about, and this is part two, and we're going to do up to part four. We're talking about God inside-minded. Now, there are four words in the New Testament for life. I probably mentioned them to you a few times, but I'll just go over them. The first one is psuche. That's the natural human life. The next one is bios, and that is a, you know, manner of life. And then anostrophe means confused behavior. And then there's zoe life. Those are all Greek words that mean life. And so when you were born again, though, you got zoe life. You got the God kind of life. And it was a miraculous incident in your life. Something actually happened to you. Look, you didn't get religion. Right. Now, people can get religion, but that's not what you got when you were born again. When you became a new creature, something changed in your spirit. In reality, God imparted his very nature, his substance and being into our human spirits. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, so that if anyone is in Christ, that one is a new creature. It's old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So listen, you didn't just get some knowledge and decide to follow the teachings of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's not who we are. Right. There may be some religious people that have done that, but the born-again people understand that you had a change. Right. Yeah. The power of God, the life of God came into the inside of you. And so that's what we call Zoe. That's what we call the God kind of life. And it's not, you know, what is it? Well, it's not like it's human love that's made better by following rules. I know that's big in religion. Better follow some rules and then you'll, you know. No, that's not what this is. It's the God kind of life. And so this is what it is. Eternal. It's eternal life. It's not life forever from this point on. It's eternal. In other words, it's out of time. You're out of time. Eternal life, not forever. It has no time. The life that's in you has no time. Yeah. Amen. Can you swallow that? Yeah. You were crucified with Christ. Because eternity is not just forward, eternity's back. That's right. You were there. Yeah. You became a part of God and eternal life. You were crucified with Christ. You died with Christ. And you raised with Christ. That's why you're going to go to heaven. Yeah. Because you're in Christ. You're in him. He's your vehicle, baby. Everybody from the 60s knows what that means. Okay, so Zoe life, the kind of life, is not bound to time. God has already been to your future. He's already been there. With God, there is no, to him, there is no future. It's just, I am. I am. He's already there. He's eternal. And the thing about it is you can inquire of him and override time. Okay? You got to think big to get that, but it's true. Now, here's where it is. Listen, faith sees the future in the present. You may have walked with a limp for a little while, but faith said, I'm healed. I already see my healing. I already know I am healed. Okay? So God placed in you, he placed you in time so you could live, because we're living through dispensations here, but he can override it and you can override it through him. He deals with us in time, but he deals with us in eternal power. So you're sitting in time, but you're living in eternal power. So you, in this time realm that we're in today, Sunday, February something, 8th, 9th, 9th, okay. So February 9th, I've been busy, February 9th, but this eternal power is flowing through you right now. Man, I just got a jolt on that. Remember what Martha said? She said to Jesus about Lazarus, remember what she said? She says, oh, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And he looked at her and he said, girl, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection right now. Right now I am. It can happen right now. What I'm trying to give you is the secret of now. The secret of now is that Jesus is the resurrection. And you are in him and he is in you and life eternal is in you. And so you can pull on that secret and move in that secret and flow in that secret and have things happen now. And that's why people are running up to you in the store. That's why jobs are showing up. That's why toes are healed. That's why your son's okay. That's why. It's not religion. This is not us little pity-patting along trying to be good so Jesus will love us. Jesus loves us. Right. It's about living in this place with God that most people don't even attempt to live in, but it's ours.
Yes.
I only know a few people who actually pressed through to this point, one of them being John G. Lake. He understood it. He understood Christ in me, the hope of glory. Yes. Amen. But there are some on the scene that do. I believe Miss Billy understands it. Some of the others. Now, so wouldn't you just like to have some right now? That everything would just roll over right now. Just change right. Whatever needed to change would just roll over right now. That's what you call a miracle, church. That's why those people in South America a few years ago, they were a little over, you know, and they needed to lose some weight. And they were in a glory meeting. All of a sudden, they're holding their clothes up to go out. Come, glory, come. So, but you know what I'm saying. I'm not really joking, but you know what I mean. So, have faith in the Zoe life of God. This is the secret of right now. Now, what I want us to do, this is what Holy Spirit wants us to do. Are you awake?
Yes.
Holy Spirit wants us to be Zoe conscious. Zoe conscious. And here's the deal. You cannot know, just know, in this reason realm, what I'm talking about. You have to get in the spirit realm. Now, it should be real easy in this room right now because this room is thick with the presence of God right now. If you can't feel the presence of God right now, something, your wood's wet, honey. You need to just turn your faith on right now, and you'll begin to sense how strong the presence of God is in this room right now. The glory's here, I'm telling you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. When we jumped on those songs today, God moved. Now, okay, so this stuff is a mystery to the flesh. You have to get it from a higher level. You have to get it from your spirit. And you can't just get it in a copycat thing. Well, I'm just going to say this, and then it's going to work. No, you have to get it. It has to be empowered through your spirit, see? So Colossians 1:27 says something you're real familiar with. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. And here's the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Christ in you, the anointing, the Zoe life of God. God is God, okay? Now, this happens. Okay, let me tell you this. You are the spout where the glory pours out. You are. The reason why the presence of God got strong in here is because you worshiped. That's why. You begin to give your worship to God, and it ignited your spirit. He met you, and then his presence got stronger in the room. Now, yeah, we're the ones. We're the portals. We're the wells. Now, you know, things happen in atmospheres. Don't discount that, because God can do whatever he wants to do. But for us, we're wall-to-wall Christ on the inside. The power of God through which we are blessed is not an individual matter that belongs to us. It's a kinetic consciousness. And so, yes, he is in you. Yes, he is he. Yes, he is the one. But he has. You can get a consciousness of him being in you and the life being in you. You can't just think he's the little guy inside the cool cab running the tractor and that you're just his conduit. You are the conduit, but it's more than that. There's this consciousness. This involves quantum life. Amen. I won't go too far with that today, but I think you can get it. Now, so it's the conscious presence of the living, risen Son of God dwelling in your spirit. And he causes us to know the power of God that's capable to take care of every emergency, every oppression, every sickness, every disease is living on the inside of you. You have the victor living on the inside of you. You have the light and the life of the Zoe life of God on the inside of you right now. It's yours. Yeah. Well, you know, Pastor, I don't feel worthy. Well, get over it. Right. If you're available, if you're available, he can work on everything else. Well, we need character. Yeah? Yeah, you do need some character. But he'll work on that. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You are worthy. Yeah. You're worthy for this. Yeah. Now, so he causes us to know this power. Now, conscious presence. Conscious presence. I want you to think about that. Say that. Conscious presence. Now, there's two things to think about here, okay? So, yes, God through us, okay? God through us. So we are the conduits that he uses to heal, to bless, to deliver, to declare, to bind, to loose, the gifts, the spirit, all these things. We're that. We are the conduit. We talk about that all the time, that we are the conduit, and it won't fail. Stay in that, church, and people won't resist you. Listen, don't be ashamed of the gospel.
Yes, that's right.
People can't take what you have. They'll go home and think about it, and they'll show back up. People used to get so mad at Brother Copeland, and then they'd come back and go, "You were right." Give God a chance to work on people. Give God a chance. He'll work on them. Just pray for them. Don't get all upset. Amen. All right, now, so God through us, we're conduits. He uses us for all these things, but something else. This is what I want you to get, something else. The Zoe in you can bring divine health, favor, protection, and a list of other things that we'll eventually get to. So, yes, Christ in us to work through us, but also Christ in us to work in us, Zoe to work through us, but Zoe to work in us. And I think a lot of times we get stuck with just Christ working through us. But Christ is working. The power of God, the Zoe, is working in us. You get that. I just want you to be thinking about that. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. Now, we have to, or we must become conscious of some things when we believe that Christ in us or Zoe is in us. And so I want to mention a few things to you, and we're going to talk about them Wednesday, so don't miss Wednesday, and those of you who aren't in here, be sure and go back and listen to it. We need to think about this sun consciousness, S-O-N, king consciousness, and righteous consciousness. These are the things that we need to think about. So if you don't know who you are, and you don't know what you have, then you're going to live like a natural man in this world. And ever since you've been born again, you haven't needed to live like a natural man. Many people do, because they just treat their relationship with God like it's just a religion that they just read the Bible and then try to do what it says. But this relationship is so much more. So you go from sin consciousness to son consciousness. You are going to go from condemnation to righteousness. You're going to go from pauper to king. And we're going to talk about that Wednesday night. And because this is who you are already. So you also need to consider that walking into the life of signs and wonders requires that you work these things out in your soul. Okay? So we're also going to talk about that next Sunday. Jesus worked these things out in his soul. He started in certain orders, and he allowed the life of God to flow through him, beginning with changing water to wine and ending up raising from the dead. So there was a flow. So we'll talk about that next Sunday. So he took steps. But just for today, I want to focus on this as we go down the line here. What can happen in you and to you? What do you get? It's okay. You need to get. So Romans 12:2 says this. Everybody in here knows this verse. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, so do not be conformed, or do not be reduced to the likeness of this world. I don't care how it looks. Those of you that stood up for the answer today, don't be reduced again. You have it. Okay, you're going to have to put your faith out here. Especially when other people are involved, you're going to have to stand. Now, so the world has a system set up to keep you in bondage. And that's not all. It has a curse flowing in it. It's dark, it's a way of thinking, it's three-dimensional, it's natural. So let's look at the word transformed here and see what we could get into then, okay? Because we don't want to just be in the three-dimensional world. We just don't want to take it as. We just don't want to let our bodies just die off. No. We want to live and do God's will, we want to live healthy. We want to feel good. And we don't want to just live trying to figure out, well, I sure do hope someday I can make some money so that my dreams can come true, and maybe I will. No, we want to know now, in the secret of now, what we need to do. So to change, the word transformed, to change the shape or appearance, to metamorphose. I'm using that term a little funny, but you'll get it. Mm-hmm. Caterpillar to butterfly, right? Okay. Or listen to this. Here's a good one. To transmute, change from one substance or nature to another. Yeah. Now, I recently looked at, transmutation is still a word used today. They use it in the nuclear form. Okay, now, so the world is natural, but you transform, transmute is to change nature to another. Like water can change to ice. Water can change to ice. That's transmutation. So be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let transmutation start to take place. Don't be conformed or reduced to the likeness of the natural world. Be transformed to the supernatural. By renewing your mind, you can have metamorphosis. Now, I'm not talking about this, that you you have just such disciplined yourself by your own strength that you're enjoying a better life. I've done this, this, and this, and I've been all disciplined, and I'm so good. Is sure sound like Angela Johnson when I was talking like that. I mean, yeah, you want to do what's right, but you want to do it by the power of self-control, not just discipline, okay? But here's the truth about that. That's not what we're looking for. We're talking about something that is more than three dimensions. I'm talking about power. I'm talking about super unnatural. So just look further into this. The world is on the hard natural plane of materialistic life and knowledge, right? That's where we are. But then there is the spirit world, and it's dimensional, like way up, all kinds of stuff. Okay, and it's supernatural. Okay, now walk with me. Faith is a force.
Yes.
Okay, faith is a force that comes out of you. It's coming from that life on the inside. Okay. Faith is a force. The Spirit of God is a force. Am I right? Okay. Let's call the Spirit of God today, just for the teaching and to get this down the path, let's call it the anointing, because He is the anointed one.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is anointing. Jesus is anointed. So let's call it the anointing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just so that you can see this picture. Because the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord was upon me because He's anointed me. There's just your proof if anybody needs it. Now, right? Okay, so the anointing then and faith. Anointing and faith both come from God.
Yes.
But they're not the same. Okay? Yeah. Faith, no, it's not the same as anointing. Okay, now, one force draws, and one force removes burdens and destroys yokes. You with me?
Yes.
It brings favor. It changes people. The thing is that you can't get the anointing without faith. Faith has been given to you, but you have to feed it with faith food to make it work. And that would be the Word of God. And I'm feeding you right now. So your faith's rising right now. And so the Word will give you the power to believe. This isn't hard for y'all. Y'all know 101 here. Okay. When it does, though, this is what I want you to get. Something happens. And your mind is involved. In fact, your mind is renewed by the Word. So that's true. But if you bring two opposite chemicals together, you'll realize a flash or a flame. Can you? Y'all have done that before. They come in the two separate tubes and you put it together and something happens that didn't happen before. Or if you put a match on the lighter fluid, something happens. Okay, you get where I'm going there. So if you bring two opposite chemicals together, you realize a flash or a flame. You realize something's coming out of there, an explosion. Now, that means there has been interaction.
Yes.
Got it? Okay. So your chemicals, okay, have undergone a change. So faith and anointing underwent a change when they got together.
Yeah.
Walk with me.
Yeah.
So this is how it is. For instance, oxygen and hydrogen equal
water.
Thank you, Deb. Did y'all know? Okay, come on. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. I know, y'all just being quiet. Okay, so let's try it again, though, just to make it sound better to everybody else. Oxygen and hydrogen together equal?
Water.
There we go. Praise the Lord. Okay, so it is with the spiritual realm, okay? So Paul gave us this key. He said this in Hebrews 4:2. The Word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Okay, so it's a mix.
Yeah. Right.
You got to believe what I'm saying.
Yes.
You got to believe what the Word is saying.
Yes.
You don't have to trust me. You can hear this and then go find out for yourself.
Right.
But you're going to find out I'm right.
Because
I found out they were right, the people that taught me this stuff.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so that's how it is with this spiritual world. So there's a quality then, or a mechanism, or a content in the spirit of man. It's a force, and it's called faith. Also sitting right there inside of you is the Spirit of God, the anointing. Faith draws the anointing, and when faith and anointing come together, there's interaction. This is where we see a movement of God, a movement of God, pew, pew, a flare. I can't remember right now what we were calling it. We were calling it something on Wednesday night. It's a burst. Yeah, a burst. There's a burst. All of a sudden you're going, phew. You can just sense it. Yeah. It's coming off of you, just a burst. Kind of like those little things that come off the sun. They just burst out there, right? Yeah. Okay, praise the Lord. So they get together, and faith in the anointing equal divine healing. Divine health, deliverance, miracles. How did the water turn to wine? Yeah. Faith and anointing got together. Yeah. Yeah. Son, you can do this now. Okay, put water in there. Yeah. Turns the common into rare.
Yes.
You with me?
Yes.
Okay, so divine explosion. Faith and anointing get together and they do these things. There's actually a process here that's taking place. Faith has the power with the anointing to do what a match can do to gas. Pew. Burst. Spark. Healing. Light and life. So, woo, I just got a burst. It's the touch of faith through us that ignites the anointing and produces a divine action. Church, that's why you don't get anything when you just saying, y'all pray for us. The Lord needed to help me because I can't. I'm like Megan. He can't. You're not creating a burst. You're not getting the two things together that make it work. You're just driving them apart. So if you just, everything's just miserable and this won't happen and that one, you keep reporting that and reporting that and reporting that. You remember that lady she loved the prophet and he gave her a son, but then the son died?
Yeah.
And then so they're asking her, is everything well? She kept saying, she didn't go, y'all pray. She said, it is well. Get me to the prophet. What's she looking for? She's bringing her faith to the anointing. She's bringing her faith to the anointing, and there's going to be a burst, and he's going to resurrect because I am showed up. You want your finances to resurrect? Put some faith on your anointing. Same with healing, same with relationships. Amen. Now, please understand that there's a difference between desire and faith. You can want something, and it has nothing to do with faith. This is faith in God, not what you want. You want it, but then the next step is you got to have trust and faith in the one that can get it done. Amen? Because there's actually a process that takes place. Faith has the power with the anointing to do what matches and fire do, once again. So I want you to see this today. Because it's something that we need to understand. We are not trying to get our minds renewed by some philosophies, okay? There's a difference between philosophy and Christianity, okay? Buddha presented his philosophies 500 years before Jesus, okay? Danny and Paisley are not mad. They're running an errand, okay? So I know y'all just saw them all walk out. We've already talked about it. We're getting something ready for our leaders later. Okay. So Buddha did this, okay? So he has, he put these things out 500 years. Other people put their philosophies out. Jesus actually agreed with some of them and quoted some of them. He did. There's a couple of things like the golden rule. There's a few things like that Jesus actually did. But now, hear me, church, if you didn't hear anything else, listen to what I'm about to tell you right now. There was something different about Jesus' teachings. Yeah. Am I right? Yeah. There's something different about it. It had a different element. Yeah. The Bible says in him was the life of God, and the life was the light of men. His teachings had light in them. He, by faith, was receiving what God wanted to say, which met the anointing, and when it was released on people, they had the same reaction that you're having right now if you're putting your faith with what I'm saying. What you're doing right now, if you believe what I'm saying, you're going, oh boy, here we go, we can do this.
Hallelujah.
Or you're going, oh me, I don't know if I'm getting this or not. You put your faith on it.
Yeah.
It's the anointing kicked in with faith.
Yes.
There's a burst in the room. That's what Jesus did. Life comes before light.
Wow.
He is the light, but there was light, there was life in that light. When God said light be, he's pushing life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he breathed into Adam. Every man, Christian, non-Christian, has a little light in him. That's why they sing this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Y'all know Elijah's been born, don't you?
Yeah.
So Deb made a song for him. This little Elijah mine.
God's going to let him shine.
Say it again.
This little Elijah mine.
This little Elijah mine. Isn't that cute? Praise the Lord. Isn't he cute? Have y'all seen him? He's on Facebook. He's anointed.
Amen.
Now, so here's the secret then. Through the spirit of man, there is being imparted to every cell of your body waves of light.
Yes.
Okay? This is how digestion works. Y'all know what that is?
Yes.
The food that you eat is reduced to vegetable lymph, and it's absorbed by your body.
Yep.
Okay? No scientist really understands how it turns, but it turns into energy, right?
Yep.
It's absorbed in your body. Well, what's the energy? Life. That's why you're living.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time, if you stop eating long enough, you'll die. Mm-hmm. Why? Because food is life to you.
Yes.
Vitamins are life to you. Whatever you take that's good for you is life. There's some things out there that are not life to you.
Yeah.
But so the same principle. But actually, listen, your body's actually able to turn your spinach and your broccoli and your barbecue, whatever, into life because there are waves of God pulsating in your body. You have light in you. People don't give him credit for that. But God's light is in every man, and it's going, all the time. And it's just changing things. Oh, my digestion isn't very good. Speak life. Speed light. Jesus' name. Okay, so y'all are with me? Okay, so through the spirit of man, there's being imparted to every cell of your body, waves of light, waves of life. It's movement of your spirit. Okay? The impulses pass through the cortex cells of the brain to every cell of your body. That's what's happening to you. And when they touch the lymph, it's transformed into life. That's what we call common transmutation.
Mm-hmm.
That food can be transformed into the energy, life that you need, the protein you need, the things that you need. But it's being helped by something that's already in you that God has produced on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Life. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody knew that?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. So, common transmutation. They have something called nuclear transmutation. And so it's about changing the nucleus and the protons and stuff like that. I won't go into that. But that's when things change into different forms. I hope you're getting what I'm trying to tell you right now. Okay, so when Jesus rose from the dead, did he come back in flesh and blood? No. He came back in flesh and bone. His blood is on the mercy seat. What's running through his veins then? That's right. So when he went to eat dinner with them, remember he went and ate some fish and bread with them? Y'all remember? So where'd that food go? Because he's different than we are. Where'd that food go? Transmutation. That's where it went. That which is natural becomes spiritual. That which was natural is changed by the power of God into the life of God, into the nature of God, into the substance of God, into the glory of God. That which is natural changes it. That's how people get a new kidney. That's how people get a new heart. That's how people, the gallbladder that was missing shows back up. That's how that guy, remember they put that metal piece in him, and then he found it laying next to his pillow and he had a brand new elbow. How did that happen? Transmutation. The light and the life of God created. It's the creative power of God.
Yeah.
Someone who prayed for him mixed their faith with the anointing, and it created the elbow back.
Amen. Glory to God.
I'm telling you, we are stepping in to the most glorious golden age, full of love and prosperity and signs and wonders and miracles. If you'll just get up off that thing. And what I mean by that is come on out of the stuff and start talking to it and telling it. Now we just did this for the country. You can surely do it for your body. Jerk that thing back. No, I want it back. I want it back. I want my body back. Except the scripture says that your youth can be renewed like the eagles. Everybody that's 20 and 30 needs to be praying that, so you never have to go back and dig it back up like some of us have. Right? The life and the light. The life and the light. I'm renewed. I'm renewed right now. You're renewed right now. So, 100 years old and about 40-ish years old and about 80 years old, and there might be someone in here who's 70. I don't know. Okay, so, all right, so, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Not right now, it doesn't matter. You just stepped into the golden age. You just stepped into the place where you're going to get this. All rashes leave your body in the name of Jesus. Right now, all rashes leave in Jesus' name. Light and life to every rash. Jesus' name. Somebody, your hands, they're being healed right now. Your joints are being healed right now. Someone, you've just struggled with lung stuff. Yeah, Lord. So, listen. If the glory of God, If the faith and the anointing got into your lungs and stayed there, the devil could never get in again.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, well, we don't know how we keep it in there. Well, I know how. Tell it to stay in there and everything else to stay out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know if I could do that every day. Well, you're complaining about stuff every day. You could probably just do this every day. Or just on top of that, let me tell you something, church. When you've walked in faith for a long time, it doesn't take a long time for things just to pop back. Because you'd already know it. You don't have to struggle all the time. The word comes alive to you really fast. And things happen. And there's things you don't have to confess every day. You're walking in it. But there are some things you do confess every day.
Yeah.
You take your authority every day.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. All right, I'm going to start closing here. Transmutation. That which is natural becomes spiritual. That which is natural is changed by the power of God into the life of God, the nature of God, the substance of God, into the glory of God. Do not be conformed and don't be reduced to the likeness of this world. And this is a process of divine transmutation happening to you right now on the inside of you. God takes that which is natural, that which is earthly, touches it with his divine power, moves upon it by his heavenly nature, And you come forth no longer self or selfish, but you're transformed, you're changed into the supernatural nature of the Son of God with His character, His knowledge, His understanding.
Yeah.
We will not be reduced to the likeness of this natural world.
Right.
Not doing it financially. Not doing it physically, not doing it socially, not doing it in any way. Not going to be conformed to this world. Not going to do it. Not going to have to make contracts with this world. Not going to have to live under the system of this world. Not going to believe the lies of this world. There are pieces of it that God will use, but you're not tied to it. We're not reduced to the likeness of this world by the renewing of our minds. So how will we renew our minds? How will we get that explosion? We get it by word mixed with faith, okay? Decide to believe in the light and the life of the Zoe life of God can be released into your body and in your world. That's how you do it. Start declaring it. I've told y'all for years, this is what I do. The light, the life of the Zoe life of God penetrates my body. Every cell has a door. Every door is open. And every one of my cells receives the light and the life of the Zoe life of God all the way through my body. My ears, my head, my ears, my heart, my liver, my lungs. And it just take a few times and pump, pump. Pump, pump every once in a while. Just pump it in there. And then when you start feeling like that word is not very heavy, then go read it out of the word. Go read it out of the word and thank God for it, and it'll pump back up again, and then your faith will pump back up again. Pump, pump, light and life, and when you go, oh, you go, light and life in Jesus' name. I'm not taking it, oh, light and life in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, light and life in the name of Jesus. Get off of me in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm preaching up there at that church, and this little guy comes up to me, he's from Guatemala, and he says, oh, Pastor, I don't even know what this is because I'm not familiar. He says, but I looked at you, and I saw your head, and I saw a vision, and your brain is lit up. I said, son, you have no idea. You just confirmed something to me, and I said, light and life.
Amen.
All the way, neurological stuff. Neurological stuff,
yes.
All working, all the way down the sciatic, all the way down, all the way to the joints and the toes and everything. Think about the ministry God has put you in. And you know this? Wow. Same with you. You're dealing with people's bodies, and you know that the shadow of Peter, the shadow of Paul, y'all's hands being released on people, and they just think you're in the natural, but you're not. You can walk in there and go, okay, Lord, hi, how's your day? They don't even know, and they're like getting happy already. Think about that. If you treat people, stand up. If you touch people all the time. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every caretaker. We thank you, Lord, for all that they do, touching the bodies in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we release extra light and life, just like the shadow of Peter and Paul, in Jesus' name. And when they walk into the room, people go to peace. When they walk into the room, people begin to experience something. When they walk into the room, they sense something bigger than who they are. In the name of Jesus, receive the light and the life of the Zoe life of God right now. Those of you online, receive it today. If you work with people with your hands, if you're a nurse, a doctor, a chiropractor, whatever you are, anything you do with people where you're touching them, real estate, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, receive it. In Jesus' name. Every worship person that leads worship in here, that gets on the stage, that's you.
Yes.
Y'all can be seated for just a moment. We're about to close. Everybody that gets up behind the holy desk, everybody that does a group, everybody that teaches children. Well, I'm just going to tell you, everybody. I don't care if you're a plumber or an accountant. Everybody. Because we are touching people. And if you think you're not, you're drawing people right now. People around you go, I don't get y'all. I don't know. I just don't know. Just keep going. Just keep going. Love them. It'll rise up. It'll rise up.
They will.
We're coming to a place where people are going to try to get in here. Because it's time for signs and wonders and miracles. Hey, if he healed the broken toe during worship, he can heal the broken anything. You become a carrier of this. Become a carrier. You become a carrier. Well, you know, I just use a hammer. Become a carrier. Listen, there's not one person within the sound of my voice that your life doesn't involve people.
It's true. It's so true.
Your life involves people.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, something's wrong. Yeah. Your life involves people. Mm-hmm. What is your presentation to them? Well, good morning. I hope I can make it through another day. Woe is me. Nobody knows. Jesus does. And if you've been in any misery, that's why he's teaching you this today. So you can come out. And so he can help other people. Church, if you'll get your mind on other people, you'll get healed anyway. Amen. See, it's the devil's trick to get you to focus on yourself. Yeah. And it's everything from rejection to feeling bad or fear. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. What if I get laid off? What if I get too sick and I'm going to die? What if they hate me? You're in the wrong box. Don't care if people hate you. They'll come around.
They will.
I promise you. I've lived this long enough to know.
Right. Yeah.
They always come around and go. In fact, I had one lady tell me this. She said, I have to tell you, I just never liked you. I wanted to tell her, I don't care very much for you either. No. I didn't even know her. I didn't know who she was. But I was like, well, good, I'm glad you like me now. But people don't know what they like and what they don't like. But it's not you, it's what you're carrying.
Boom.
It's what you're carrying.
Yeah.
Y'all weren't faith people, you're prosperity people, you aren't that new thought stuff. This isn't a new thought.
No,
it's Bible. God has always wanted his people to be blessed. That's what he told Abraham. Be blessed to be a blessing.
That's right.
Not just be blessed, be blessed to be a blessing.
Right.
And so if you don't feel good, you can't be a blessing.
Yeah.
And if you don't have any money, you can't be a blessing. You got to have both.
Yeah.
And you got to have some anointing. Yeah. Well, right now, all of us are loaded up with light and life. Right now, God has spent this whole service loading you up with light and life. To us is given exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. So the precious promises, keeping them in your heart, will cause you to partake of the divine nature, and being partaker in consequence, escape the corruption that is in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
The consequence of you having the divine nature is that you're going to escape getting old. You're going to escape broken hearts. You're going to escape being broke.
Yeah.
You're going to escape all this. Because you're not sitting around wondering if you're applying the teachings of the philosophies of Jesus. No, you're in him and he's in you.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yeah,
there
it is. Thank you, Lord.
Now, praise God. I just want to tell y'all one thing. I want to thank God for John G. Lake. Because every single thing I just preached to you is his sermon. It's his sermon. I give him the credit for it. And it's all his. And man, just go listen to some of his stuff. He understood some things. He still does. But this changed my life.
Yes.
And I never, yearly, I always go back to it. And sometimes I could just kick myself that I pull away from it. I'm not pulling away from it. This is how I'm living. Amen. Well, we pray for our internet audience today. Thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone that's listening.
Yes.
Chris and Tina and all the Debbies and Stacy and some of you told me you were listening and I didn't even catch your name. You were just walking up and telling me. But praise God for you. We love you. Send us something, comment, so that we can know that you're listening. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We're free.
We are free. We got it.
And we're going all the way.
All the way.
The two singers sang it at the same time. We're going all the way. We're going to make it all the way. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You didn't get to the good part to quit. This is the good part. Think about what we're going to see these guys do. Think about what we're going to do. Think about that. Think about what can be done. Think of you're going to come back in here with testimonies. Pastor, wait till you hear what happened in our clinic. Wait till, now you guys are very hands-on with people. What is, and we've already heard some of it. And that doesn't leave those of you that are creating out there, making your games and all that. You can send light and life out on those things.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Did you get it? I tell you, don't let this go away from you. We'll stay on it for two more times. A little bit different of a flow. We're going to talk about how to walk into these miracles. You do it in stages. You do it in stages. And we'll show you how to do that. But I'm going to give you one warning before we go. God is going to be so heavy on us that you want to resist with all of your heart becoming a legend in your own mind. Do not take the credit for the miracle. Well, I prayed and they got healed. You better stop it. You better stop it. You better not go there. And you better not read all the good things about you or the bad things about you. You better not go there. God gets the glory for everything. He does. We're not out for a popularity. We're out for purpose. If you can get that on the inside of you, you'll win the hearts of a lot of people. You'll have good relationships. You start wanting to be popular so that your ministry can get bigger or your business can get bigger, you're going to have failure in the realm of the spirit. You can work really, really hard in the flesh and get pretty far, but it won't be nearly as good as what you can do if you trust God. Amen. We live good. We live really good. But it's going to get better. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything you put your hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen.
God inside-minded part two?
Yes.